Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Harper is our guest, our good friend, longtime Breakthrough member, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, I can't keep up with all the great things you're doing in your business and your consulting company. Would you take about 15 seconds and just remind me about all the different ways that people can think about your services?
Well, we are a strategic growth advisory firm at our core, and what we specialize in is enabling visionary leaders and their companies to accelerate to that next level of success and growth, and especially through redefining what success needs to be in this kind of environment and how you can get there in better ways than ever before. So one of the ways we inspire people is through Growth Igniters Radio, which you mentioned, which is every week we have a new episode. It's something that people love to listen to. We've been getting so many good feedback from people, our listeners.
Yep. And so, folks, this is the reason why Pam was involved with this program we were just talking about in the previous segment, and she was moderating the CEO panel about these companies that were completely different companies, not even in the same neighborhood in terms of industry, but they all had one common denominator. They'd been able to sustain growth over at least 3 years. Pam, what were the common denominators you found about them?
Well, one of them was that, first of all, they had, as leaders, a game-changing mindset. Think about this. You know, you and your competitor, you know, you're facing similar circumstances in many ways, but what makes the critical difference is how a leader looks at what's going on. And one of the things that these leaders spoke about is that their self-concept was very important in terms of how they approached all of the both the challenges, but especially the opportunities that they could see in the environment. So, for example, one person said that he was a problem solver. Several other people said that they saw themselves as risk takers. And yet another was a relationship builder. And how they made decisions really went back to those core values. For instance, the risk taker would say things like, when said, I look at things and I say, why not? You know?
Right.
Or I see a need out there and I want to solve the problem of, that I see in this community.
I want to make the pain go away.
I want to make the pain go away and I want to make a better world. They all wanted to make the world a better place.
So you're saying one of the common denominators of these people is they had a goal greater in their mind than themselves. There was something on their mind, something that pushed them that was beyond just themselves.
Jim, you're right. They were purpose-driven.
Mm-hmm.
They were on fire.
And you know what? No one has more people who will follow them than someone like that. I mean, you want to find somebody. If you want to be followed, if you want to have people who will follow you, be like Pam just described, purpose driven.
That's right. It helps them. It actually informed the type of culture that they shaped in their company. It impacted the types of employees that they were hiring, and some of the ways in which they made decisions, as I said, and took action. So it's a really critical thing.
I was talking to a guy this week about the work the assignments that CEOs of larger companies do, and he said about the time they use their time. He said the people that the CEOs that he considered to be the best were the ones who spent 60% at least 60% of their time on the people, on the people who work for them. In other words, not on the business, but on the people.
Well, it's true. I mean, what makes a company?
Would that be a common denominator for your folks?
Absolutely, and it's a common denominator with our clients too. I mean, at the heart of everything are people. Is people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And two people can look at the same situation. One may see an opportunity. Another sees a challenge. But actually, what I would go a step farther and say that the most effective leaders are the ones that take all the different types of people that are in their organizations and draws on that to look at things in new ways. How can any one person see everything? They can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these were people who really, they were looking at their organizations and trusting that these people had tremendous intelligence that they could share with each other and with the leader, and the leader could share what he or she was seeing with their people, and it was mm-hmm. a very strong
Did you get the feeling that you could have taken any of those CEOs and thrown them all into the air and come and let them come down in whatever business they came down in each other's business, and they would have been on that panel 3 years later?
I think that that's an interesting thing to consider, but I think that these were very special people.
Yeah.
And it's always exciting to find special people.
We're going to talk some more about game-changing growth principles with our good friend Pam Harper. Pam, I need your website, please.
BusinessAdvance.com and GrowthIgnitersRadio.com.
There it is. Both of them. Check them out. Quick break. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.